direct so people could see it. You know what
you
I mean?
Know, yeah, that's what would be something that would be believable, and obviously I would be able to tell. I could tell what you post and what you don't. That didn't even look like your writing style, you know. So
no, not at all, guys. Everybody knows I would never waste my time doing that. Guys, I'm just, you know, I'm sorry that we brought this up tonight, and there could be other things we're talking about, but it's been like 3 months now where since this all went down, and I've just been letting it go, and it's like every week this guy, and probably even more in the chat, probably goes on all day long, probably talking about me. He just keeps attacking me, you know? He just keeps attacking me and making baseless accusations with no evidence. It's ridiculous, okay? And that's his whole agenda. His whole agenda is to basically gatekeep anything that has to do with CGI. And he's been doing it since day one, even way back in the day when he had his pod theory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was, you know, another way of gatekeeping the plane CGI. And once I started getting into the stuff with the buildings and I had collapse footage that contradicts each other, contradicts itself. Now, for you guys that if anybody's listening right now and might think, what's he talking about, you know, this collapse footage being fake. I'm gonna play a video. I'm gonna give you guys a link to a video that I want all you guys to watch. It's a 10-minute video, so just watch it after, or you can watch it during the next break. I'll throw it in the we're gonna take a quick break, guys, and I'm gonna throw this in the chat for you. I want you guys to watch this video, please. Take the time and watch this video. Yeah, it's in the chat right there. No, it didn't pop up, did it? You guys can't see that in the chat, can you? The link I just left.
No, and they can't talk to you either. No matter how hard they try.
Yeah.
Maybe Simone can if she opens up her window.
No, I posted it in the comments, guys. Guys, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna take a 10-minute break, and I want you guys to watch this video, okay? It's posted below, right in the comments. You can see it. It'll definitely play. I can see the video posted. Just scroll below the picture that's underneath the chat, okay? And then you'll see the comments, and it's the very first comment, and it's World Trade Center 7 study by Simon Shack, and I want you guys to watch that. It's very, very ridiculous, and about 3 minutes into it, it's going to get into all the collapse footage, and I want you guys to pay attention and look at how all the collapse footage contradicts itself. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 10 minutes. We'll let you play that video, watch that, and you'll listen to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Everybody just watch the video while we play music for the break. Of course, YouTube's making me watch an ad.
And just like that, search goes social. It's amazing what you can do when your friends are part of your search. Bing.
Survive. I'm so glad. As it relates to across America. Survives and now get on.
It's dead real. Yo, why is Jada kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. It's going down, why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is a brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that
push pounds and powder. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through when the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you can sell in the streets? Why I say the hottest shit, but be selling the least? Why?
All that I've been giving is the same.
A white man popper to get an Oscar. And why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug? It's only the hawk. Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s? Cause I got all the old ones. That's why.
All that I've been giving is the fame that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got sent on up the highway. Why, oh why gotta do me like that?
Why, oh why, oh, oh, oh,
oh. Yeah. Your boss should have told you I was coming, nigga. Pistol. L-A-V-Y-S-S. Yes. Let's go. Now tell me, am I the only nigga that's sick of Jay? Sick of this frickin' lame? Ain't it a bucket you finna kick any minute of day? Nigga, just claim what you is. I'm hearing that you a mason, so explain. The pyramids that you sit on the stage, is it the same as what you lift when you bang the rock? Nigga, you rap. How is it that you can page Barack? Or is it that it's something that's way deeper than we can see? This and Jesus, seeing how naive people can be. Ain't it strange he repeatedly saying he got, then he got to calling him ho for the name of God, Jehovah. I studied you, nigga, cause I was a fan. But I'm a fan of the Lord first, so I will be damned if I'ma let you get over. Twist the fan souls up, have them chant hover for Satan soldier. Hover, hover is what you got them yelling, but they looking to the stage instead of looking up to heaven. I know about you and the Lord, the Lima. Know about Crowley and the cult you believe in. Homie, I'm a Christian to the core. If you listen, he dissing like every Christian but Dior. So nigga, we finna war. He on top of the column, and I'm at the bottom of the bottom. He richer than me in dollars. I'm rich in spirit, I got him. I'm David E. Goliath. The Lord is my power, so I don't need not a dollar to snipe him out of the tower. Is it just in my mind, or is it just that you're blind to the rock of weird designs, new symbolism and signs? And if you listen, you see how much he be dissing God. He ain't Satan, he just enslaving his assembly line. Conspiracy, nah, go ahead and look it up. I ain't never been a chef for me to ever cook it up. I just hope people don't brush this off. Disregard and cut this off. Now if you hit me to say, nigga, you got some explaining to do. My nigga, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, cause all the evidence is saying is true. So homie, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, I hope you're ready. My Lord is coming for you. And then you have some explaining to do. Homie, you gon' have some explaining to do. And we listening.
ain't Jay. I saw your new video, on to the next one. Far from the best one. All black hoodie, white boy, black lipstick. Voodoo paint with skulls and blood dripping. They ain't even hip-hop, nigga, that's gothic. All black everything, guess he wasn't kidding. And what's with all the black crows? Oh, your girl's a black bird. Satanic symbols flashing when you lack words. Two flashes of the Baphomet, one flash of Christ on the cross with bullets on side marking him. I'm lost again, what it gotta do with the song? And if it doesn't, which it doesn't, then tell me what all you marketing. All black album, how come 99 problems, a song number 9. So the outcome upside down is 3 sixes, followed by a song called Lucifer. How did we miss it? What about the missus? Used to be a Christian, now she rocks Baphomet heads in the pictures. Nah, that's Sasha, that's someone different. But what about Rihanna? I heard she with the business. I bet y'all all do songs with Lady Gaga. But as soon as I get in the game, it's baby Papa. I never call Jay-Z Hova like he my guy. It's only one of those, the father, I call Abba. So watch close if you cherish the Bible. Bury your rifles, carry your Bible, cause the war's on. Seek the truth, it's there in your Bible. Quit serving these American idols, if you with me to say. My nigga, you got some explaining to do. My nigga, you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, cause all the evidence is saying is true. So only you got some explaining to do. And I'm listening, I hope you're ready. My Lord is coming for you. And if you have some explaining to do, homie, you gon' have some explaining to do. And we listen.
Kids more in depth if you boys really real enough. I'll explain later, I'll explain later. It's the return of the God, Mason. It's the return of the God, Mason. Bastards, hope you've been reading your psalms and chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholics. I'm coming, devil's pie, say some dessert for us.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Staley, my co-host, Justin Cook. Justin, that's a pretty good song, huh? Justin, you on mute still? All right, guys. You guys can all hear me, right? So wrapping up what we were saying before, I just had to get that off my chest, guys, because this guy's been attacking me for months, all right? It's been like 3 months now since I stopped talking to him, and he can't seem to keep my name out of his mouth. And I've had people come over from that forum and tell me, hey, this guy is really pissed off at you, huh? He just keeps talking about you. So I keep going in there and checking it out, and sure enough, I mean, some of the things he's saying is just absolutely ridiculous. Imagine that, calling me a 9/11 agent, saying I helped choreograph the video. Are you out of your mind, guy? That's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous, guys. Looks like it's Justin.
Yo.
There you are. All right. I couldn't hear you for a minute. Or were you just getting back right now?
Yeah, I was just getting back.
Okay.
My cat puked.
We're back on. I was just kind of wrapping up the whole thing about Phil, and I don't know. Just guys, just know that Phil Jahan is a gatekeeper. He's not somebody you want to associate yourself with. And everything he's saying about me right now is absolutely totally bogus. If there was anything to any of it, he provides some evidence, and he doesn't have any. They're just making baseless claims about me, and the guy just won't stop. He's acting like a child. Okay. Really. I mean, I'm not out here every day talking about him, and we've done plenty of shows since this happened, and he's been talking about me. And I've waited long enough, okay? Today was the last straw. Now he accused us again of being the new Wing TV, whatever the hell that means. I don't know if you guys know what the hell that means.
Well, I looked into it afterwards. I guess it's kind of like a big anti-Zionist site. And I don't know what that has to do with him or what. I don't know. I've only heard of them in the movement. I don't know what they are or how they fit in with Phil or any of the rest. But that's all I could find from it. So
yeah. So what did you guys think of that collapse footage? You guys that are listening out there right now from that video that we had you guys check out there on the break. pretty contradicting. I mean, there's one time where they're way down the street and it's like so friggin' loud, but then there's another time when they're up close and it's like real quiet, and then there's another time when it's sunny out, another time it's hazy out. Just all different things that don't, that they just don't add up. Justin, what else did you want to touch on tonight?
Let me think. Trying to think. I had a couple ideas earlier. You know, it'd probably be a lot better to write these things down. Well, you know, I just want to talk about the Olympics is coming on us. And actually did want to mention something. Normally, you know, as we all know by now, that how many of us has tried to predict false flags and it never goes right. You know, it's always this date or that date. The dates have come and gone. There hasn't been a successful prediction of a false flag since Bill Cooper called 9/11. Now, the other person that projected 9/11 was Alex Jones, of course, after Bill Cooper did. And nowhere near as clear. But here's the thing. Jones has made another prediction. Now, after many other people, including myself and Brian, including Rick Clay, you know, including tons of people, that something is going to happen at the London Olympics. I believe he's pushing that finally. So it wouldn't be surprised. He is plugged in with the network that they may try something at the London Olympics. We keep hearing things about, you know, the security breaches, you know, that are there and whatnot, and you know, all this other stuff, and other stuff. I think that a lot of it, I think, is meant to leak to the alternative media. But either, and I think it's either one of two possible things. For some reason, they keep talking about Semtex, and they keep saying that there's a group of Al Qaeda inside England. Now, if that was true, I think that they would have them all, you know, totally locked up or whatever.
Al Qaeda thing's bullshit. All right.
Yeah. Of course, Al-Qaeda was made up by the CIA. I think our you know, our listeners are aware of that. If anyone's not, then we can give you the whole rundown on it. But Al-Qaeda means Al-CIA, duh, you know, pretty much. And to make a long story short, though, they keep saying there's Al-Qaeda operatives in Great Britain right now. You know, so they may use it as a pretext for Syrian war or whatever. I don't know. I'm still, on the other hand, where they still may pull off some crazy alien stuff. And if so, that would really change the paradigms as far as everything is concerned. And I think that would do so more than a terrorist attack would. I don't know. It depends on how vicious it is. I do think they're going to do something there. I really do. I think that the timing matches up. It's 2012, the year where they predicted all this doom and gloom. You know, that you have zombie attacks going on this year. You have all this crazy, you know, stuff that, totally out of this world. Why not, you know, why not just go for the whole shit and shebang, you know?
I think they're definitely going to try and pull something off. And they'll blame it on Al-Qaeda, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, unless it's, you know, little green men they're going to blame it on. So, yeah, one or the other, we'll see. You know, I don't know if everyone, you know, really, if everybody's on the same page as me with that. But I can't think that they're going to, you know, they have to do it sometime. Whether they do it now or 10 years from now, it's going to happen. So, I don't know. It's something they need to do. You know, nothing will bring the world together like, you know, like an attack from the unknown. And, you know, I don't know. I think that there's been such a, you know, and a lot of everyone knows about Blue Beam nowadays. I think that, but that could be partial on their part, partial disinformation, where they want everybody to know a certain amount, and you know, they might not use holograms or whatever. Because your television is, they could do a lot more with, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as considering that, that's what we expose. You know, it's
Stephanie brought up in the chat. She said, I saw a video of someone on the jet fuel pick that showed the woman standing in the hole where the plane hit, and how can the jet fuel melt the steel, but the woman isn't melting? Lots of laughs. I said, yes, that's Edna Cintron.
Right.
we know about her. That's mad fake. It's so fake.
Yeah, or she had fireproofing. She was wearing fireproof drawers that day, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. No, you're 100% right.
Stephanie, it is fake. That's the exact point I'm making. All those videos are faked. All those videos with the towers, where you see the towers on fire at all, or the towers collapsing, those were all fake videos. They were all done on CGI graphics. I know it looks really real, but when you really study it and study it and study it and keep studying the documentaries and comparing certain buildings that are, like, for instance, in this new documentary that just came out, 102 Minutes That Changed America, okay? There's actually a whole building that's missing in a couple shots. It's just like it glitched out and it's missing. It's unbelievable, you know? They definitely demolished the buildings that day. Of course they did. The buildings aren't there anymore. They were there. They're not there. So, of course, they got demolished. I mean, they probably brought them down like any conventional demolition. And they didn't show us any of it, though, because they showed us something totally different. And that's what ultimately, you know, Lateral Forms is trying to gatekeep. And now they're saying that we're out there trying to, you know, get them, shut them down and all this crazy nonsense. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't think of anything more ridiculous, to be honest.
No, Stephanie, we don't think a missile hit the Pentagon. It's all bullcrap.
Well, and not for nothing, here's the thing of the Pentagon. Why would you need a missile if you can just blow a hole in it from the inside? You know, yeah. even if you want to go there, even if you want to say there was a hole in it and it collapsed, it's all this stuff can be answered with the same, you know, with the same thesis that, you know, why fake some of it if you don't need to, you know? And that's what I think they did. It's,
yeah, because we have
Ryan, getting a lot of feedback from your end. A lot of feedback from your end, man. I think you went too far away from your machine.
Yeah, I did. I went too far. This video that shows the Pentagon and shows the traffic backed up and stuff, and you can tell that it's like a green screen because somebody like walks in front of it and they're like way bigger than the cars. So I don't know, you know, how much of what really happened at the Pentagon about them blowing a hole in it and everything. Here's the thing. I definitely don't think they used a missile. I for the longest time, thought they just blew a hole in it. But I also have a video, and I'll dig it up for you guys in a second. I have a video of Shepard Smith at the Pentagon, and it's supposedly 11:30 at night. Now, one of two things is happening here, because when you zoom in and look at the roof line, the Pentagon is not even damaged, and he's outside the Pentagon at 11:30 at night on 9/11, allegedly. So either the interview is pre-taped, and it shows the media complicity, obviously, or they didn't even blow a hole in it, and they might have just shown us bullcrap footage on that, too. And I'm not really 100% sure. It's something to think about. I'm not seeing anybody that says they blew a hole and it's wrong, because I'm not 100% sure. But it's definitely something to think about. I'm going to try and dig up that video real quick. Justin, can you just talk for a minute about this while I look for the video?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you know, we all definitely are at the same understanding that, you know, everything that day was, you know, it was a lot of bullshit. But I tend to think, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not on, I'm not 100% on a lot of this stuff, but to where I would, there's a lot of anomalies as far as the videos go, and you know, obviously, you know, and it makes you you know, want to go that way after you see, you know, that they did use CGI planes and they manipulated so much of the footage. Why not manipulate more? You know, and that's the thing. I've tried to stay and kind of devil's advocate on it, and you know, but I don't know. It's really you know, something where you know, only they would know exactly what is real and what is fake, and it could all be A percentage. They could have showed you some real stuff from that day. You know, it's really hard to gauge. We do know there was a lot of CGI used. I just, you know, that's pretty much where I'm gonna leave it for now.
I'm gonna post the video for everybody. Oh, guys, I can't post it in the chat. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna like the other videos. I'm gonna post it in the comments. This video is only 1:48, so I kind of want you guys to watch this while we're talking. And it's supposedly at 11:30 at night at the Pentagon on 9/11, and the roof's not even damaged. Not even damaged. I'm gonna post it. One second. I'm just titling it. And that goes to show you that either they didn't even blow the roof up right then, like they showed us, or this is a pre-taped interview. It's got to be one or the other. I just posted it now, guys. The video is right there if you guys want to check it out. Oh, good. They could see it in the chat. I can't see it. I don't know why. Yeah, I do admit, out of all the parts of 9/11 that I've really gotten into, I'd say the Pentagon is probably more near the bottom of the list. I don't know why it worked out that way. It just has so much with the planes and the towers, you know what I mean?
Well, I think most people are like that, unless you're, you know, more from that area, you know, and that's...
Yeah, take the mic for one second, Justin. I got to step... Oh, we have a caller calling in. Hold on.
I see the Pentagon.
You're live on the air, Dose of Reality Radio.
Yay, Brian, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Rich, Patrick. I've been talking to you on Facebook a little bit.
Oh, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Okay, good. Hey, Justin. If you're still there, hi. I just wanted to bring up some of the stuff that's not really talked about much in terms of... I've been listening to you guys on and off, so I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not on topic here, but about the Knights of Malta connection, it's never really talked about much in the mainstream.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome. What do you got?
Well,
that's definitely
just
important.
You know, just I posted a bunch of things about it, but if you go through and you look at almost every major Illuminati player, they have some tie to the Knights of Malta. And it irks me how even the so-called truthers, if you will, they won't even look at any of that.
Why do you think that is?
Probably like a lot of people have been, their eyes have been open to it, that I'm guessing probably a lot of gatekeeping. You know, and that's, again, what really irks me about... Alex Jones and Paul Joseph
Watson. Yeah, I was just going to say that's one of the main goals of Alex Jones is you can't even post the words Knights of Malta on the Prison Planet Forum.
I posted a lot of stuff on Paul Joseph Watson's site, being friends on Facebook about it, and even asked questions. Never respond. Never seen anything about it. And it's just, you know, it's unbelievable. And when you really dig into it, too, and Justin's probably a better person for this than me because I know he's done a lot of research on this. But it seems like the Knights of Malta are at least one of the highest. But then even above that, if you dig into some of Fritz Springmeier's work with the 13 Illuminati bloodlines, there's seems to be a tad of a higher organization called the Pilgrim Society that no one ever talks about. And then above that, maybe like the Council of 13. But you got the Knights of Malta and Pilgrim Society, and no one ever mentions those. The only person really is Fritz Springmeier in some of his videos, if you've ever seen any of his stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I think Justin has. Justin got dropped from the call. I'm trying to get him back into it right now.
And that's just one thing. And then my nephew's over. Actually, we were watching again some of the things on. I've shown him some of the things on September Clues. And he couldn't really believe about the victim. And then I'm showing him some of the pictures about the victims and September Clues and, you know, just the blatant Photoshop of some of the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just...
Blatant. Absolutely blatant on a lot of the victims. How about some of the victims, how they actually just took the same shot of the victim and then they would actually just take somebody and throw an arm around them and just, you know, they did it on, like, so many different ones.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Now, I tried to do this last night, but I ran out of gas, and I had to go to bed, and I was just tired. But I started playing with it, and someone needs to do some more research on this. But even footage of people coming out of the buildings, there's hardly any footage of any of the survivors, so to speak, coming out of the building.
Oh, I know. I've talked about that. There isn't. Right. There's not any video of them coming out of the towers.
And then when you then
you have one video. You have one video of two black people coming out of a doorway that you can't even tell what it is.
You would think that would be the Pulitzer Prize winning shot of getting all these people, escaping by the skin of their teeth from this building. You would have think that would have been
every reporter would be dying to get that.
Yes, they would have been pining for it. You would have seen every one wind up as close to that exit as they could have gotten.
Yep.
Pulling people right out of the line right as they got out of there. Hey, what happened?
Footage they have, actually, it seems like they're always talking to a bystander that worked next to the building or in another adjacent building. And then the few people that supposedly were survivors from the building, it's like the same 10 people stories over and over again. Well, where are the other hundreds or a couple thousand people that supposedly died in the freaking building? Where are all their stories?
Yeah, well, they didn't die in the buildings. It's all a big hoax.
It drives me insane. And I also just wanted to say, I really appreciate you guys. I'm serious. I've been kind of a newcomer to this, but when I first came into the movement a couple years ago, I was kind of like everyone else. I thought it was the planes and our government and everything. And I still think our government's involved in all that. But the no plane theory just makes so much more sense once you start breaking it down. And then lastly, one thing that I posted in my thing on Facebook, which is, a lot of people, I think, need to go check out some of Joseph P. Farrell's work, who talks a lot about the Nazi technology and the Nazis being a big faction of the Illuminati, playing into the whole Holocaust and all that, and we don't need to go there. But my point is that people don't understand that back in even the 1930s, literally, and Farrell breaks it down in his books, and they're very well documented because he speaks German and so forth. So he actually went to Europe and pulled up the German files after the deunification, da-da-da-da. Point being is that in the 1930s, the Nazis had a supercomputer the size of a post office. In fact, they hid it in the bottom of their post office, a freaking supercomputer.
Right.
Yep. So people don't get that technology, it's so far ahead of what we really see. So to pull off this hoax of no planes, it's very, very, very probable.
Oh, yeah.
Because the technology is there. I mean, the Nazis invented Kevlar. They invented a bunch of things that people don't even realize they had. Like,
have you seen the videos of people running through the towers where one guy's arm goes right through another guy's chest?
No, I haven't, but I don't doubt it.
Oh, don't doubt it. I'll dig it up tonight at some point and throw it up in the comments on the site, and I'll throw it up on Facebook.
The one guy that cracked me up is the infamous Harley guy, the actor for Fox.
Yeah. Oh, that is awful. That is awful. And he minutes after the collapse, he tells you he's seen both planes hit. And then he tells you that... And then I watched the buildings collapse, mostly due to structural failure because the heat was just too intense. It's like, oh my God, man, how scripted is that? Who the hell would say that?
And then I read somewhere, and I don't know if this is true or not, but it makes sense. The Harley guy, whatever his real name is, supposedly, he claims he was in L.A. that day in an AA meeting, okay? And he was in an AA meeting when the planes hit. But then someone in one of these, posts made a good point. What the hell are you doing in an AA meeting at 6 in the morning? I didn't go to the AA meeting at 6 a.m. because it would have been 6 a.m. out in L.A.
Yeah.
You're not going to have an AA meeting at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
The guy's times aren't even consistent, if that stuff's true. So it's just, it just drives me nuts.
Oh, the whole story is a bunch of BS. I mean, it really is. It drives me nuts, too. And I don't know if you heard... If you heard our show a couple of weeks ago when we had Nick from New York on, he actually went down around the area a little bit after it happened, and he kind of like snuck his way in there, and he went and worked. He went down to where they had like a little triage center set up, and he went there to help. And you know what they ended up having him doing? They ended up having him flipping burgers, and they're like having a barbecue. And he asked, "Hey, where's all the injured people?" And they said there aren't any.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, this is why they couldn't invite any of the first responders to the memorial, like the 10-year memorial, because the first responders are probably the only ones that really know what the hell happened, or at least have a better firsthand feel for it, so they can invite those people.
Yep.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
And then even if you could just do some simple research, just like into the Social Security Death Index and things like that, and the Victim Compensation Fund, it's ridiculous. You know, every family was entitled to $2 to $3 million from the Victim Compensation Fund, and out of the 3,000 families, only like 59 collected the money.
Right, and
you're telling me all these people are just going to leave that type of money on the table? Are you kidding me?
That's where it leads me to believe that there probably were some deaths. I know you and I might differ slightly on this, and I said this before, I think, but we're probably splitting hairs. I think some people probably did die in the buildings, but those were mess-ups. But not the amount, obviously, they're telling us with this 3,000. Maybe it was really none. I don't know.
I think it was none. I think there are some people that were real people that had real backstories, but those people just disappeared and relocated or whatever, and they got paid handsomely to do so. And I think that specifically of the pilot that lives around here, Oganowski. I think he was a real person, and I think he's, you know, he was a military guy through and through, him and his whole family, his brothers, his sisters, his parents. So to think that somebody like that wouldn't take an offer from the government and a bunch of money and just go disappear for like 10 years, it's not really that much different than a military deployment, you know? And your family's getting taken care of. And I did a lot of research actually on the ground on their property, and their stories just don't line up. They say they moved to Drake in 1995. I've got tax records of theirs that they got their house in 1990 from a defense contractor named Avco. So, I mean, what's up with that? You know what I mean? So I think there were some real people
The whole Asian connection thing, too, of that whole thing with the it was like a UN type business or whatever that he was also involved in.
Yeah. And they let his brother have run a campaign, and he ended up losing and keeping all the money. And I don't know, just, you know, things like that. I tend to think some people might have been real, and they had real backstories, and those people got paid to move away. But I don't even think it's more than like 50 people. But I think the number one goal that day was to make sure nobody dies, because that's why they were able to keep a lid on it. If anybody really died, you probably would have whistleblowers coming out. But because nobody died, it's just a hoax. They keep it in, and they're all happy about it, and they're all making money off it or whatever the hell they're doing, you know?
And I love how every person supposedly, and I got it here, actually. I'll pull it up real quick because I'm sitting in front of September Clues site. But all these supposedly amateur,
right.
You know, footage is, you know, let me pull it here, but, you know, you go down the list. Shoot, if I can't find it right now. But, you know, all these people are professional, either photographers or, you know, CGI professionals, computer graphics professionals, et cetera, et cetera. Where is that darn list? Amateur.
There's a new documentary that's out. It's called The 102 Minutes That Changed America. And there's actual buildings that are missing.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Devin Clark, HBO, Evan Fairbanks, you know, Magnum Agency, supposedly amateur. I'm going to vouch to some of the names.
Oh, yeah. And some of those people have shots that look like they're from the exact same apartment window.
Yeah, 3D visual expert. Jennifer Spell of Spellbound Video. She was supposed to be an amateur. She's putting out a Hollywood freaking movie. You know,
how about the one that does the Harriet Tubman one person play that actually put down FEMA 9/11 as her as someone she's worked for in the past?
is this the Latino woman who supposedly got exposed as two different people?
No, she exposed herself as being an actress for 9/11, and because she said she was in a FEMA commercial, but there really was no FEMA commercial.
Well, I'm not sure about. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one, but I don't doubt it. I mean, it just. And one other thing I want to bring up.
More icing on the cake, you know. But yeah, continue.
And I'll probably take some heat for this, but because the truth is, you know, there's a lot of gatekeeping with this. They don't want you to look at this. I mean, I got ran out of several forums and groups because, you know, I would bring some of this stuff up, and then I stayed away from it, you know. But then, you know, I guess it's the power of gatekeeping, unfortunately. But I've been looking at some of Dr. Judy Wood's work, and I know it's not popular in the truth movement, and I don't necessarily agree with all of her stuff because she says that she does not think, she's very clear in saying she doesn't think the government's involved. Okay, well, whatever. But put that to the side and be objective about her scientific research. People forget, and I think this needs closer analysis, that there was a hurricane that day, Hurricane Aaron, and there was all this electromagnetic weather stuff going on. I'm not real good with the science stuff, but that day, you know, and yet the truthers will talk about chemtrails and HARP and all this, but yet they won't look at some of her research. You don't have to, my point is, you don't have to agree with all her views, but I think some of her research needs some consideration to fuse together with some of the no plane theory, because I think there was some other stuff going on that day.
In my opinion, real quick, I just want to get into mine. I'll let Brian get into Judy Woods. My personal opinion, the only thing that I really felt was relevant is the question of where did the towers go? And I think we can answer that by the simple fact that we have many floors that were not completed. You know, as far as the direct energy weapons go, I know that we have technology like that. I just think it's a little far-fetched if we had a building like that that was made to come down, that they would risk using something like that. Like I just don't see the reason for it. If we, if that building would have came down with a regular demolition, why have to, you know, use some type of HARP or, you know, direct energy technology? I mean, I know I know it's applicable. I'm just saying, you know, it seems like it's a lot easier than it seems. Why, you know? And the other thing was the spiral video. That can just be explained away as being CGI. You know, that's my personal opinion. I'll let Brian get into it more.
And the other thing about her, and I did give her research a fair shot. I probably put about 20 hours in watching 4-hour-long presentations that she did and watching a few different ones, you know. I definitely gave her the time of day. But, like, some of her evidence, like, okay, they show the cars that are all toasted, or, you know, around the World Trade Center.
Right.
And, but if you take a close look at all those cars, none of them have any license plates on it. I mean, they look like they just came from the junkyard to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the other thing. As I'm looking at her research, it looks very valid. But then my question is even when she sorts, and she does a good job, like on her news site, it looks like, with some of her photos, sourcing the pictures. But even if it's sourced and it says it's from a credible source, but again, how credible is that source if it's all fake?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, you know, but my point is I wouldn't put it past them to test some new type of weapon, and people get all, in the truth, get all freaked out about, oh, it was a laser beam in Star Wars and all that. But what they don't understand, I think, is that, you know, the technology is there to do chemtrails, do HARP,
and do all kinds of
frequency type of Tesla's, you know, shooting frequencies off of the atmosphere and back down, and that may have had some kind of impact. I don't know, but, you know, it might be something that they worked in conjunction with the CGI and so forth, is my point, I guess. So, I don't know. I mean, but, I'm really these days tend to agree with the no plane theory. You know, if anything, drones, missiles, you know, I wouldn't even put the hologram issue past either. And again, to me, and I know that's not popular, but that tends to fit with some of the newer technologies that people just don't realize that we're 50 to 100 years probably out ahead in technology in terms of black ops. You know, so we just, the general public just doesn't want to accept that.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing is I know we have that technology. The only thing is, you know, again, you know, do they really even need to use a hologram? That's the other question. I mean, you know, the other day I came across some another thread. I'm going to try to get them on, actually.
They lined it up perfect.
They were downtown as well, and they said that they were in the area and didn't see any plane either. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, as far as that goes, but, like, yeah, go ahead, Brian, with what your point.
I was going to say that, you know, nobody expects you to see the first plane because it's the first one that hits. And the second one, they did it so clever. They had it come in from the south over the water and then come in the backside just over Battery Park into the back of Tower 2. And that day they had, you know, Battery Park empty, I'm pretty sure, you know. And we have pictures of the second plane, you know, and it's halfway embedded in the building. And the building's not broken and the plane's not breaking apart. So, I mean, it's obvious that it's a special effect. I mean, it's obvious it's not real.
Yeah, yeah. And then supposedly they pulled from the flight logs, the official flight logs, they pulled the only two that are standing now, I think, are flight 93 and 175. So, in other words, you can throw flight 77 and, what, flight 11 out the window because they're not even on the official flight logs anymore.
Yep. And then I got another video, buddy. Listen to this. I got a video where there was this newscaster. He obviously wasn't in on it, you know, because obviously they compartmentalize as much as they can. But he was given this little talk, and I'll post it in the comments after I'm done telling you about it. He was given this little talk about how they got this fancy new radar tracking system, something, yada yada yada. Okay, now this is 9/11. This is probably about 11 o'clock in the morning or whatever. It was after both towers had already come down, anyways, shortly after. And he's describing to you about how they grounded all the flights without incident. And he's trying to show you how good of a job they did. And he's like, look, there's only three planes left over the air. And he moves his cursor around on the planes.
I know you're, yeah.
And one of them was flight 175, UAL 175, whatever it was. And it was in the air, and it was like 200 miles south of New York after the towers had already collapsed.
You got to post that.
I will. I'm going to grab it right now. I'll let you guys comment on that.
That's just, I mean, I don't doubt it. I mean, the whole, you know, if you look at the 9/11 Pilots for Truth, one of their videos, you know, there was so much craziness going on that day with the radar because they had all the flight sims with NORAD over top of the regular radar to totally confuse all the air traffic control people. And if you listen to some of the audio from the air traffic control people, they kept asking them to turn off the NORAD radar flight sim, you know, things that were going on that day.
You know, it would be a great source to actually to get one of these air traffic controllers after. I'm sure a lot of them have probably talked to themselves and had a lot of doubt in a lot of this stuff. Be great to get one of them and get the, you know, a whistleblower from that area, because, you know, that's an area where they kind of weren't in on it and probably are probably, I mean, maybe some of them were, but they probably feel pretty pissed they were used like that, you know, if they figured it out. But you go ahead, caller. Sorry to cut you off there. But that gave me a good idea. That's why I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I just posted the video in the chat. I don't know if you can see it. If you can't see it, I'm going to post in the comments too.
Okay.
I heard a great quote though today, and it was from some Muslim sheikh or whatever over in the Middle East. And it's so true though. He said, you know, there are lies, there are big lies, and then there's 9/11. You know, and it's just it's so true because it's, you know, it's just such a whopper that we've been sold, and so many people won't even look into it, and I don't know. I it makes you want to scream.
So many
it, like,
people won't look at this information. They won't look at
this. No, they won't. They
it's
won't.
So
like
aggravating.
Like I said the other night, like I've been in what 9/11 Truth Movement on Facebook, like 30,000 members, and I was talking about the no plane theory yesterday. In fact, with this guy, I can't remember his name. I think his last name was Clark, but whatever. But point is that he was very, he gave me his, he was a no plane theory person. We had a nice conversation, and then 3 hours later I went back to go look at some of his theories again, because it really resonated in my head, and I was like, wow, he was on to some really good stuff. So I went back to do copy and paste it, and I just copy and paste it, like, in my own notes, and boom, I'm not in the group anymore.
they use that group, and any discussion of anything that we're talking about as far as Hollow Towers, anything that has anything to do with Judy Wood, anything that has anything to do with CGI, anything that has to do with No Planes, we'll get you thrown out of that group.
You can't even bring this stuff up.
No, you can't.
It's unbelievable. If you bring it up, you're either lunatic or you're COINTELPRO or something, you know, and it's just like, look, your eyes are wide open to a lot of things. Why can't you at least entertain some of these other theories?
Right. Well, you know, and the first thing they do there, too, actually, and I know some of these people very well. I've been Facebook friends with some of them a few years. But the first thing they do when it comes to a lot of this stuff, they don't look to prove it. They look right away to disprove it. Now, you know, of course, if you look hard enough, you're going to find anything that's going to suit the, you know, especially if they've been handed all this vitriol from Jason Permis and all these other types that a lot of them probably look up to, you know, the No Plane theory is bullshit or whatever. But, you know, I can't believe the fact that so many of these people that consider themselves researchers and can tell you 9/11 truth from one end to the other, but as soon as you get into No Plane. And that's, we've talked about this before, the early pioneers of the No Plane thing did us no favors, and I think that was done on purpose. You had people like Nico Haupt, you know, pouring water on himself, yelling, I'm a No Planer, and Ace Baker calling into Jim Fetzer's show and saying he was going to kill himself.
Oh my God.
All this stuff, you know, Brian has notes and pages and videos and all this stuff. Web Fairy, you know, crazy old lady, you know, And that's what it was. It was to demonize anyone that went along with this information afterwards. So now and just look what Burmese did. He wouldn't even say Simon Shack's name on the air.
Oh, no, he made it sound like all the research was done by Nico Help.
Yeah.
He said, look up Meth Head 9/11, 9/11 yeah. Truth.
No, Burmese will reference Simon Shack, but they'll talk about all the lunatics around it that are disassociated with him, but yet it makes it look like Simon Check is a lunatic.
That's exactly what he tries to do.
Right. You know, and instead of that, if he wants to attack Simon Check and September Clues, then why don't you break it down and attack his stuff directly? Don't attack all these other people who are outside of the loop, so to speak.
Yeah, that's exactly what he does.
For the common InfoWar listener or InfoWarrior listener, you know, they buy hook, line, and sinker right into it like I used to.
Yep. We all did at one point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, you know what, buddy? It actually took this for me to realize that Alex Jones was a fraud. It took 9/11, and once I realized he was lying about what he was saying, and this is the guy that's supposed to be, you know, the so-called leader of the truth movement or whatever.
Well, you know who really opened my eyes to that was you, Justin. Justin, hats off to you. Some of your blog writings are excellent, by the way. So, you know, really opened my eyes to some of the different theories. I think in my group on Facebook, you even posted some stuff, and this is like a year ago or 6 months ago, and I was still on the fence about some things, and I dug and dug and dug, and I was like, wow, this guy's really on to something, meaning you, Justin. So thank you for kind of opening my eyes to that. And then I did a little bit of my own research, and I think people forget a couple key points with Alex Jones is that in 1996 when he started, right, Stratfor, the Israeli organization, started in 1996 in Austin, Texas, too.
Hey, listen,
And then
supposedly what, that guy, Mike, what's his name, Mike Hansen, if I'm getting it right, is one of his main early videographers. Mike Hansen, I think, is ex-Naval Intelligence.
I put together a playlist of like 60 videos exposing Alex Jones with some really, really good stuff. I want you to check it out. I'm gonna post it in the chat and post it in the comments.
Here's one of the biggest things about Alex that really, I think, if you just rationally take yourself out of the emotion and think about it, is I think Alex was the gatekeeper for Bohemian Grove. How the hell can you get into Bohemian Grove and film that? And I think the footage is legit. It's not what I'm saying. But there's no way he can get into that.
Oh, no. No.
How do you get into Bohemian Grove with all those CIA and Secret Service and all that and get the footage and get out unless they wanted you to get the damn footage?
Exactly. The thing about that, and here's the thing, too. If you go back and you watch his video about Bohemian Grove, you'll see him various times say, we ran out of batteries in the camera or something, or this happened, that happened, but when we did, we were accosted by, Secret Service agents. We were accosted by, you know, and they asked us who we were with, and we said the Hillbillies, which is the Butch, you know, and we're supposed to take his word for it. Yet,
right.
He had a whole bunch of videos on, but every time, and he says that he was, accosted three or four times, all three or four times, we don't see anybody. So,
no, and if you watch the Bohemian Grove footage that he has, he kind of takes you through the Bohemian Grove during the day, if you will, and then they cut off the footage, and then it picks up with them kind of like sneaking out of the woods later at night. Well, where's the other 3 hours? You're telling me they sat in the woods for 3 or 4 hours until the freaking sun went down, and then just jumped into the crowd and no one noticed, and then sat in the congregation of cremation of care. Give me a freaking break.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and no one noticed, and then they had to escape out of there. I mean, I don't know. It's just, you know, something's a little fishy about that.
It's a lot of fishy. Now, here, there's another thing that people don't understand is that there's a big Catholic shrine there as well. I forget the saint, but there's another big Catholic shrine there, and he left that out as well, too, and that has to do with my opinion of him being ultimately a show for the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta.
And I think
you're right.
I think the same. I think the Vatican's at the top of everything, and his main agenda, besides hiding the truth of 9/11, is whitewashing anything that leads back to the Vatican.
Justin, yeah. I can't remember the picture, but I know what you're talking about. Other than Moloch and the big, you know, where they do the cremation of care, there's another part in that in Bohemian Grove where they do another ceremony,
right.
And you're right, and it has very Catholic occultism surrounded around it, and there's pictures on the web of this. I can't remember what it is, but you're right, none of that is in his footage.
You know, it's so crazy though that, you know, that it wasn't even mentioned. You know, nothing. It was just, you know, all about the owl and all about the, you know, I don't know. I can't. You know, I couldn't even look at him seriously after. And, you know, the other thing with Jones is the Austin gun rally, of course, too. I'm sure you've seen that.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. I have that on the playlist that I just posted for everybody. It's like the fourth video that'll play in the list. The other thing, too, is if you call his show and you talk about something like the Jesuits and Knights of Malta and you make a good point and you manage to actually get it out over the air, only the people listening live will hear, and he'll actually edit your call right out of the podcast for later.
Hey, Justin, I want to get your opinion on this. I'm switching gears a little bit, but
sure.
I've watched his videos on it. What do you think of Leo Zagami?
I think
you know what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't trust him, to be honest. I think that some of the information he gives, but there's really no such thing as an ex Knight of Malta or ex Black Nobility type thing. They would have killed him if they didn't want him out there. If they didn't want him out there spreading what he's spreading. So either he's doing it for them for some type of, to expose them because they want to get rid of some part of religion, or the other thing is he's just there, to kind of be like a Ben Fulford, David Wilcock type to think, you know, to make us think that there's actually infighting going on amongst the elite, and that they're actually going to, you know, like Fulford's saying, he's got these white dragon ninjas, and you know, Zagami's saying that there's a bunch of people that are, you know, white hat Illuminati types, and they're going to, you know, they're not going to let this stuff go down and whatnot, but I don't know, until I see any of this stuff come to fruition, it's hard to believe in, you know. I don't know. I think a lot of, you know, his background information seems to check out as far as him being in a papal family and also having Scottish family going back to the St. Clair family. So, I mean, I'm sure he really is an elite. I just wonder his motives is pretty much my thing. What do you think?
Yeah, kind of like Fulford. At first, I bought some of his stuff, but now I don't know, you know. But, I mean, but that's the thing. These people, they put out half-truths. Like, I tend to agree with Fulford on the Fukushima being HAARP and stuff like that. But yet, you know, if you go and look up Fulford and some of his interviews, how do you have a sit-down with David Rockefeller? He obviously had an interview with David Rockefeller. There's like, you know, it's up on YouTube and on Fulford stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
David Rockefeller. You don't sit down with David Rockefeller unless David Rockefeller wants you to expose something, is the way I look at it.
Of course not.
You know, and then how you know, and it just, otherwise, you know, he would be dead. It's just,
exactly.
You know, because that's how these people work. Unbelievable. So, which now makes me question, you know, some of the things, like some of the key witnesses of 9/11, and I haven't gone back and looked at the research, now thinking about the no plane theory, which is, well, what's the deal with Mary Jennings? Is that legit?
No.
You know, the black guy who was in Building 7.
Yes. You know,
what's the deal with, who is the main, there was the, remember the Latino fellow who was, I can't remember his name, but he was the main,
Rodriguez,
who was in one of the towers.
His story has more holes in it than you'd believe, buddy. We've looked into him a lot before, and he made some amazing feats in about a 40-minute span, I'll tell you. Some of the things he says he did, running up all these stairs, opening all these doors, getting trapped in a cage elevator filled up with water when there weren't even any cage elevators in the World Trade Center. Then he says he dove underneath a certain fire truck, and we actually found pictures, and he says that's how we survived, and the building collapsed on top of it, and they pulled him out after. And we actually found pictures of that fire truck being pulled out of somewhere totally different, and the roof wasn't damaged at all, nothing. Total bullshit story.
Oh my God!
Yeah, totally.
Real quick, going back, the saint that is at Bohemian Grove is Saint John of Nepomuk, and it's hold on, I'll post the link. In a minute.
Is that what you're talking about? Is that the the statue at Bohemian Grove you're talking about?
Yep. Saint John of Nepomuk.
You know, you can go back right. Actually on YouTube, and you can find, I can't remember, but there was a newscaster like in the the late 1970s or early 1980s where like CBS actually even did a big thing on Bohemian Grove, and it looks like that might have been one of the first big leaks. But then you know, Alex Jones all of a sudden gets all the next big information on it. You know, it's just
right.
I don't know. It's all too fishy.
Well, you know, the thing with Jones is that was at the time when he was fighting with Bill Cooper, and they wanted to give him a leg up, and they probably knew they were going to kill Cooper at the time. They needed Jones to be the Pied Piper of the truth movement that they were going to start up as soon as 9/11 happened, and that's pretty much what they were doing pre 9/11, was setting that all up. You know, so I think that's a big part of the whole thing of, you know, getting him into Bohemian Grove and everything. They set that up, you know, sir, you know, for that reason, for that very reason.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know if I necessarily agree that always that the church is necessarily on the top, and it might, you know, might differ on that, but they're certainly one of the major players still. I mean, I'm not going to discredit that.
And the
Jesuit role, I mean, come on, I'm not going to discredit that either. And then the fact of the matter is that almost every one of these major Illuminati players, so to speak, is either Knights of Malta, Sovereign Military Order of Malta, or even supposedly like the Pilgrim Society is ahead of those two, and they're in that.
Yeah, and all the people that are like, you know, they hold key spots in our government. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they'll talk about the Freemasons and, you know, all these other groups, but they never talk about those three organizations. Which then again leads me to believe, if you know, and I've only been doing this for a couple of years, and I, you know, and I've picked up on it, and you know, Alex Jones has been doing this for what, 16 years, and he doesn't talk about it. How can you not see some of those connections?
Exactly.
That's like him with the no plane theory. How can you not see so much of the evidence? You know what I mean? After so long, I mean, it's absurd to think that he hasn't seen the same things we've seen. You know.
Right. You know, and here's the thing. I would accept it if he said, well, you know, I'm not, I'll let the deeper researchers deal with the who's and the what. But he doesn't. He makes it like he's the last basket of truth or whatever. And he talks about Bilderberg like it's the top. And we know that it's not. We know that no matter what, the top is either... is either a few Jewish families or a few Jesuit families or a few papal families and or possibly black nobility or whatever. But no matter what, you can't claim that it's, you know, it's just these guys at Bilderberg that run the world. You know, we all know that they're getting their passed down from somewhere. Like you said, Pilgrim Society or Knights of Malta. You know, if we look at it, too, every head of the director of the CIA has been a Knight of Malta. Everyone from Wild Bill Donovan to William Casey has been a Knight of Malta, you know, and that's considered the military arm of the Vatican. The Jesuits are considered the intelligence arm of the Vatican.
Yep, absolutely. And yeah, you go back to Wild Bill Donovan, and the thing that people forget too is, you know, you go back to Operation Paperclip. And when they brought all the Nazis over, and I think people often get confused about the Nazis' role in the New World Order. It wasn't that they were against, you know, United States and Britain. It was all just a big show to set up partly Israel, to set up the black ops that are behind the scenes today and all that. People forget that the head of CIA in Europe was ex-Nazi Reinhard Gehling. You know, and he was there to set up the Cold War.
Right, and the Cold War was another big hoax too, I agree. You know, and here's the thing too is you know, like you were what were you just saying a second ago before I sorry, but yeah, about the Nazis and you know, a whole thing about that is what they did is they drove the German people into you know, like now, like what they're doing to us, they did that to them before the war. So pretty much what they were doing was creating a monster, and then they were able to, you know, in other words, say Ron Paul was Hitler. I'm not trying to compare him to Hitler. I'm just saying, say Ron Paul is Hitler. If he came through with all this stuff and all of a sudden started, you know, pretending like he was making America great again, and you know, I could see the gullible people following him right into you know, a whole Nazi or whatever regime, and you know, and that's just how big the cult of personality can get. Now, me personally, I believe that Hitler was a dupe of the Jesuits, for one, and I also know too that Warburg was the one of the Warburg brothers was their Ministry of Finance, and he was a Jew. You know, so it goes to show that it's not like they just killed every Jew. It had nothing to do with that. It was just more, it had to do with the eventual creation of Israel. And
yeah, you got to go back to the transfer agreement in 1933. Then you can go back even to the Balfour Declaration with the Rothschilds, written in 1917. I mean, it was all planned out. You go to back to Herzl, you know, even before that in the 1900s, and even, you know, the whole Holocaust thing. I mean, you know, and I'll probably take, and I've taken some heat on this one too, but,
I've talked about it. Go ahead. Speak your mind.
As you look into the Holocaust thing, you know, even Auschwitz, but people don't go back and look at the numbers, even Auschwitz has had to officially reduce their numbers from 3 million to 1 million.
Right.
Okay, and the 1 million is still high, and it's been totally proved.
I believe there was no gas chambers there. Right, right, and that was Fred Luechner.
The other thing is that you can check out too. That people I think need to look at is all you got to do is type in like New York Times magazine articles 6 million Jews, and the whole psyop of the figure 6 million started in the early 1900s in the major publications. In the 1900s, prior to even World War One, they started the whole 6 million figure size.
And isn't it weird too, the six figure, and then you have the six sided star, which is also many know it as the Star of David, but it's actually the Seal of Solomon. You know, so I mean, it's very weird. But you're right about that. That's where the 6 million came from.
It is the Seal of Solomon, and I know you're really good with this stuff, Justin, because I've read a lot of your stuff on the occultism, but also, if you take, I've seen a bunch of different videos, if you take the star, right, and you push them apart, so to speak, it's the two triangles, and it's order out of chaos, as above, so below. So separate the six-sided star, right, and pull the two apart, and you have the triangle on top of the triangle again. So you got the Illuminati eye on top of the Illuminati.
Different area of view. In other words, if you inverted all of them, and you have a pyramid too. If you that's what they're. If you connect
yeah.
them all.
Yeah, and, as above, so below.
Right.
Go
ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm at loss of words. I'm sorry.
It happens, man. Sometimes you have a really good point and then you forget about it. Right? You're 100% right. And here's another thing, too. I want to go back. And there was a census done in 1934.
I might have lost.
No, I didn't lose you, caller. It's Justin, your mic. Your mic's cutting out.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. We lost you for a second, though, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's what I was saying is, if you go back to 1934, there was a census done. And all of Europe, there are supposedly around 3.4 million Jews. And they expect us to believe that 12 years later, the 6 million died. You know, and obviously I have no problem with them saying 1 million, 2 million died. But to say that, and the fact that so many left over, you know, it just... And then many were transferred also, too. And many escaped, you know. So again, these numbers do... And I'm not...
Yeah, like, if you... I've done it, too. Like, and I, you know, if you look at the figures, what, like, 1939, there's, like, something like the World Almanacs and even the Jewish Almanacs, there's, like, something like 15.3 million Jews in Europe. And then you look at the figures... You know, after World War II, and there's like 15.7 million Jews.
That might have been something else too. Maybe it was just in Germany. I was there, Germany or Poland, something like that. Yeah, but you're what you're talking about. Yeah, you're definitely right. The numbers don't add up. That they were still procreating and everything while they're supposedly starving and you know. And here's the thing, like I said, I want to make a disclaimer. I don't think me or the caller is saying that the Holocaust didn't happen. I'm just saying that it wasn't just Jews that died. And, you know, and also, I don't want to say I'm not a Hitler supporter. Hitler was a dupe, just like all these other New World Order dupes. You know, and the whole thing about it is that, you know, it just was another big lie for their agenda, though, you know, and it sucks to know that because, you know, we look at World War II as this, you know, moment of of, you know, Americans and the world coming together to defeat fascism and everything else. And, you know, and you look at it, and it really was just, and my grandfather fought. He was in the Battle of the Bulge. He was in a few battles, you know. And to think that he could have died over this banker's war, you know, and so many, I'm sure all of our yep. grandparents or parents fought there, you know.
My grandfather did, yep. My grandfather yeah. did.
Yeah, mine did too, actually. And my grandfather's, my grandmother's, who lost two or three brothers in the war. But that's right. a whole other issue. But, yeah. but, have you ever looked into any of Greg Hallett's work?
Real quick, Greg, pretty good for population control, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Wars are great for population control. One thing I'd recommend for people is to look into some of Greg Hallett's work. GREGHALLETT, I think, Greg Hallett. And he wrote a whole series of books about how Hitler was a British agent. And I'm totally on to it. And he exposes how Hitler even, what was it, I think prior to World War I was in Tavistock. So the whole mind control possibility with Hitler. But if you break down Hitler's moves, they just don't make sense. You know, why would you turn around and attack the Russians unless you wanted to set up the Cold War?
Right.
You know, just
from a strategic point of view, why would you attack the Russians anyway when you had, you know, the other side on the run? The Russians didn't care. The Russians would have been happy with. Was putting it up with Germany. That's the whole thing. It, you know, there's a lot of points. And here's another thing, too, I just wanted to bring up, was that supposedly, if you look into it, Germany did not have enough fuel or the quality of fuel in their area to run those Tiger tanks and Panzers and everything that they had. So they had to be getting it from an outside source. And supposedly, it's been admitted that they were getting it from some Western country, someone that was supposedly an ally. So right there it shows. But going back a minute ago, when you said Hitler was a British agent, now check this out. After World War I, when Hitler was supposedly in the hospital for the burn, the mustard gas burns, I believe it was.
Right.
He went to a special hospital for that was known for mind control, early mind control. Now,
right, that's tough.
During the same time, Aleister Crowley went missing for about 2 years. I think it's very possible that Crowley was the one, and he was also a British agent and possibly a double agent, that Aleister Crowley was actually the one that, you know, that brainwashed Hitler. You know, so I mean, it makes sense too, because all of Hitler's inner circle was OTO, Order Templi Orientis. They were all big into occultism and sun worship and all this other stuff.
That's yep, the Templar Society and all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. So, and then also, if you look at just strategically, you're telling me that after the British bombings from 1940 to 1941, you can't cross a one-mile strip and take control of Great Britain. You're telling, you know, the Germans, you know, had all of France fortified, and, you know, you had to have the invasion at Normandy to get through there. You're telling me they couldn't have deployed those German troops to cross 1 mile strip and go over and take Britain? It's a load of crap.
Yeah, the battle of Britain, they had Britain on their knees. All it would have taken was another 3 or 4 days of bombing Britain, and we would have lost Britain for the whole war. And they knew we needed to, you know, they knew that without Britain that they couldn't have won. So there were certain interventionist things that happened that obviously happened so that the war would be prolonged and eventually the Allies would win.
Yeah, so all these guys are just factions or arms of the New World Order to me. You know, they're just another faction to pose as, you know, opposition. But, you know, it's controlled opposition again, just to get through their goals, whether it was Israel or, you know, destruction of Russia and that empire. And I think people forget, too, that, you know, a big part, I think, of what World War I and World War II were about for the Queen now and the Vatican and so forth are all in on this, was the elimination of Germany and the rest of the monarchs from Europe. Because if you notice, World War I and World War II did a great job eliminating the monarchs. And the last monarch, really, elimination was the whole Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes, the Romanovs.
Yeah, it was all controlled by the Zionist Jews, the Bolshevik Revolution.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that was completely set up. All those guys, Marx, Lenin, Trotsky, etc., they were all pawns, you know, for the Zionist, what was it, the Zionist World Conference or whatever. It was all set up by the Rothschilds agents.
Stalin, Lenin, Trotsky, they're not even their real freaking names.
Right, exactly, exactly.
It's unbelievable. Oh, I mean, the rabbit hole goes so freaking deep, it's unbelievable. You know, but we're so conditioned to, you know, we're so conditioned to believe all these things, and then it takes you down a whole other road, but it's the whole psyop of education in the United States, you know? I mean, that, all you do is research into that, and then you look at, you see, well, what was instrumental? And you look into, it was the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations, and the Rockefeller Foundation took control of education in the United States. And the Carnegie Foundation took control through the UN and international education. Yep. And that's how they spy off us for over these years through all the BS textbooks.
You guys are not going to believe who just sent me a private message on Facebook.
Who's that?
Willie Rodriguez himself.
Wow.
Really?
I'm not going to read it on the air, but I'm just telling you, I think that's pretty funny. He contacted me about Phil to agree with me on Phil. And basically say, yeah, he knows we don't agree on many things on 9/11, but he agrees about Phil. I won't read the rest of it, but...
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
You'll have to tell me about that and message yourself, Brian.
Yeah. That's funny, man.
I don't want
all the people to contact me, this guy.
That's crazy.
And we just have to mention it tonight?
Oh,
it's too funny. So, I don't want to hog up your show either, so, but I love talking to you guys. It's good to talk to
you. Thanks for calling in, man. It's good talking with you, brother. It's good to talk with somebody so knowledgeable and has a lot to get off their chest like that, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate it because, you know, I try to talk to my regulars. That's the other thing, you know. You try to talk to your buddies about some of this stuff, and, man, they think you're absolutely freaking nuts.
I have maybe two friends in real life that I can relate any of this stuff to. And you know, my mother is somewhat on board with some of it and you know, but she doesn't want to hear it all day either. So I mean, you know, but I have one of my good friends is involved, and I have a couple other people near me. Besides that, this is my place to get it out too, because you know, there's only so much that you can, you know, tell these people. It's, you know, even some of the ones, like I said, one of my best friends, and you know, and like I said, I got my mother into it a few years back. You know, but there's only so much they want to hear about it. You know, they don't want to hear about it all day long. And people like us that have dedicated our lives to it, you know, it's a different story. You know, so
yeah, I do. I know. I got a friend that got pissed off at me because he had a newborn, and I happened to mention just casually. I was like, "Look, dude, you need to check out some of the stuff on the vaccine."
I've lost friends, buddy. Literally,
and
close friends.
He totally got freaked out on me and got pissed off that I brought up the whole thing about the vaccines. And you know, to me, it's like, look, you know, just do the research and make your own mind up. If you don't believe me, that's fine, but you know, it's your child. You would think you want to make some intelligent decisions about some of these things that are going on.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, dude, you know, and here's the thing. You know, many parents, like, a lot of them will come to me and write me a private message and say, hey, my doctor just wanted me to get this vaccination and whatever. And a lot of times, you know, you can't tell them, listen, don't get any, I just really try to warn people that don't want to hear it. Like, listen, if you listen to anything I ever said in my life, just listen to me here, at least delay your vaccines and stuff like that. Don't do them all on top of each other, you know. And I'm totally anti-vaccine. I'm totally anti, you know, all that stuff. But at least, I think that's a big part of some of this stuff is you know, and the medical establishment pushes it down their throats, you know, these certain things, you know, non-truths and people like. And I told one person, they said, well, my dentist says I need to get my kid fluoride. I said, well, then get another dentist because it's not going to work out, you know. It's just as far as it goes, especially like you said, people with kids though, it's tough, and a lot of times you don't want to offend them because, you know. But sometimes the truth hurts, and you know, we've all lost friends over this stuff. But you know, what can we do? You know,
I've lost a few friends, people. I thought were good friends. You know, I had one girl tell me that I was I had conformed into my own worst enemy because of what I was saying about 9/11.
Oh wow.
I mean, that's some ridiculous shit, man.
I know. I have a couple friends that just won't talk to anymore.
I have a couple. I found out one of my closest friends today took me off his Facebook list. Can you believe that?
It's just unbelievable.
The thing that's unbelievable is, like, we're right. And even if we're not right, say me and you disagree. We can disagree, but we still know what they know is total fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? And the fact that you can't get some of your friends, the closest friends, to look at it, it bothers me. Like, I tried to show my father some 9/11 stuff way back when I thought it was the whole loose change angle, you know what I mean? And listen to Alex Jones and all that. And I showed him the video about the, you know, the firefighters talking about the explosions and stuff, and my dad really said to me that, oh, that a building ripping apart would sound like explosions, and the firefighters wouldn't notice a difference. I was like, wow. And then one day at dinner, we were at the restaurant at the Outback, me, him, and his wife, and she asked me, she said, what do you talk about on the radio? So I went off. I told her the news is fake, the news is there to lie to you and manipulate you and to cover up crimes, and then I started to get into 9/11. And then later that night, I got a call from my father, and he said, I'm not allowed to talk about that type of stuff in front of them anymore.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah. The one of the only really big arguments I've ever gotten into with my father is about when I went over to my parents' house, and I tried to get him to look at some of the 9/11 stuff, and it's really the only time my dad and I ever had, like, F-words at each other and stuff, like, and he just didn't want to hear any of it, and they didn't even want to, you know, entertain it. And he's come around actually now a fair amount because I've had to take the different approach, you know, almost the Illuminati approach, which is like I've had to kind of break him in slowly and like almost program him, like condition him, like feed him a little bit and then a little bit more and then a little bit more and then a little bit more. And now he's kind of like opening his eyes a little bit to the stuff, you know, but I don't want to say too much because I don't want to get him in trouble. But a company he worked for, supposedly part of the reason why he was so close-minded on it is they were involved in the NIST report.
Because
of one of the engineering firms that he's associated with was involved in the NIST report. And then I did some digging, and it's even in one of the YouTube films that, you know, there's one of the films on YouTube that does a really good job. I can't remember which one, but it breaks down like all the companies involved in 9/11, from the, you know, from the engineering companies to NIST to the Japanese banks, blah 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 blah. And they mention the company that he's involved in, and one of the women that is in that company, she provided the engineering report information to NIST. But you know, that's all BS. But you know, that's what he knows. He thinks it's legit because it came out of one of these engineering firms. It's supposed to be, you know, a top engineering firm.
Yeah. You don't understand how big of a lie it is and how much they'll just lie to everybody. It's really just a big hoax, man. The whole thing was a big hoax.
Which, actually, I've been viewing this guy, and I haven't really finished it, but it really opens my mind up to it. There's a physicist who gets into a little more metaphysics, a guy named Tom Campbell, that I've been watching. But I haven't really studied him. I just haven't had the time because I just got turned on to him. But initially, I liked some of his theories, which is the whole virtual reality world that we're moving into I don't know that we haven't already almost been in this virtual reality world, because reality has been created for us for such a long time. So in other words, well, I guess what I'm saying is the reality that we know now, it's so manufactured, but yet they're going to take us to another layer of video.
Yeah. It's that real this time around. Immortal Technique. Revolutionary Volume 2. It's on now, motherfucker. Lock and load. This is the point of no return, I can never go back. Life without parole, upstate, shackled and trapped. Living in the hole, looking at the world through a crack. But fuck that, I'd rather shoot it out and get clapped. I've gone too far, there ain't no coming back for me. Auschwitz gas chamber full of Zyklon B. Just like the Spanish exterminating Tainos, raping the black and Indian women, creating Latinos. Motherfuckers made me out of self-righteous hatred, and now you got yourself a virus, stuck in...
That real this time around. Technique. Revolutionary Volume 2.
Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, it's Rich again.
Yeah, sorry.
I lost connection, but...
It was me.
I'm pretty tired, but good show, and thanks for hearing me on some of these issues. I really appreciate your work, both of you.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, thanks a lot, man. You gave a lot of good input tonight. We really do appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime.
All right,
gentlemen. I'm going to roll, but I'm going to listen a little bit here. But I got to go find out what the hell my dogs are doing outside, too.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Guys, we dropped the call. I'm just going to get Justin back on real quick.